Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we're going to try this year every single Wednesday morning, where you're going to be able to hear me and Matt, me and my beautiful wife and co-host talk about the wins we've had in our weeks, specifically the week we just had, because the reason we want to do that, I know this is long-winded, is because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, most importantly, spiritually. So that's why we really try to focus on that. We talk about a lot of other stuff, our likes, sometimes our dislikes, but we try to stay away from those because, as you probably know, those can become very negative. But we also just want to bring a message on how we can be positive. This week is going to be the same. We'll have, you know, talk about some of the wins we've had lately and some other things going on in our life. And then we'll bring a message on, you know, what can we do to be more positive in our life? I want to remind you that we are a part of the Excel Pod Network. We're very excited to be teamed up with them and excited to be able to partner with a great network. They are a network. I keep saying network. They're not a network. They are a network. They're an awesome network. Garrett is, he's done a wonderful job over the years. They do a conference. They have ladies material. They have other podcasts that are on their network. So I'd encourage you to go check it out. They're also doing a lot of wonderful, videography for their podcast. So here's just a small spiel, I guess you could say, about it. Excel Pod Network, it's where faith meets action. If you are looking for podcasts that will help you learn God's word, apply biblical truth, and build a stronger life in Christ, then look no further. The Excel Pod Network, a ministry of Excel Still More Incorporated, brings together videos that inspire growth, deepen faith, and equip you for everyday discipleship. Discover shows that challenge, encourage, and empower you to excel still more in all you do. You can explore the network and the greater work of Excel Still More at www.excelstillmore, that's E-X-C-E-L, stillmore.net. Yeah, let's grow together. And we're excited to be a part of that. I guess we have more of a specific application in the sense that we're trying to help people stay positive in life and share positivity in, just think, would you rather talk to somebody who's negative or positive?
Positive.
Exactly. So we're trying to encourage that. The reason we're doing that is because we like to be positive to each other. So why not just practice every Wednesday? Or Tuesday, since we record.
Being a Christian in this world can sometimes be hard.
Yeah, it can be very much hard. We were talking in our Bible class this past weekend in 1 Peter chapter 2, which is mainly like, hey, you're going to suffer. But if you do it in a good way and you do your good deeds, some people may see that and say, I want to know a little bit more about how you're able to do that. So if we're able to be positive, I mean, just think about how in just being positive could spark a conversation with somebody on how are you able to be so, it feels like the world's coming to an end, but it seems like you're okay. Like, what is going on? So, yeah. So, well, what are your wins? I know that was an awkward segue, but
wins this week. So, I just got done with one appointment, and I'm about to go have a growth scan for baby John, and we're going to see how ultra massive he is at this point. And did we already?
I feel like
announce that we have an induction date.
We have children already. That's our announcement. We have two. They're daughters. And we're having a boy. And nobody is excited except for me. Everyone's excited about a baby coming. But some wish the gender was different. Just saying.
Our girls watch this family vlog called More the Merrier on Yippie. And they have six kids and they have a baby girl. And so they're like obsessed with baby girls. And then there's a little girl at church that they are obsessed with. And then when I'm like, are y'all excited for y'all to have your own baby at our house too? It kind of goes flat.
Yeah.
And I get crickets.
And they start crying.
And they start crying.
They're like, we wish it was a boy or a girl.
And then today in the car, in our short 2-minute drive to the church building, they said, "Aw, you remember that thing we used to do with Josie before she had a bunch of hair and we would put the bows in and it would stick straight up? We don't get to do that."
They said you get to put bow ties on a little baby boy.
They're like, because baby John is a boy. And I was like, you guys.
It's up my nose.
I was like, we'll find other things to bedazzle him with, like bow ties.
Yeah.
Just because he's not a girl and he doesn't wear bows, we'll put the bows somewhere else.
So excited. Suspenders. Bow ties. Little blazers, like there's so many cool things that they could do.
Yeah.
What if we did matching Sunday suits? That'd be sick.
Y'all could get matching button ups at least.
Yeah. And a blue jacket.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be fun.
Another win is that I have this cutesy little necklace that Matt got me for Christmas, and he got me like multiple charms. So I swap out charms depending on my outfit. And on it is this little dragon called Brulee from the Cake Bake Shop in Disney. And my OB today was like, "Oh, let me see that." She was like, "I went to the Cake Bake Shop like every day."
What? When they were at Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So did we. I know. Like half of my appointment is usually me and her talking about Disney.
That's funny.
Yes. It was fun. And so she was like, "Did you get your husband talked into a DVC membership yet?" And I was like, No.
Good. No. Night. DVC memberships are crazy.
Yeah. They're like buying a car.
Yeah. They are uberly expensive and they don't make sense.
To you.
No, to anybody. unless you just want to like waste money. Like, okay, DVC memberships, if you've ever looked into them, and somebody feel free to tell me I'm wrong. But like, let's say you came into the only way I could see like doing that is if like all of a sudden you just came into a bunch of money and it was like, well, we could save a little, but you don't even save anything because you still got to pay like $900 to $1,300
in dues.
Depending on how many points you have, so you're already paying $1,300 right off the bat. It could make sense if you just came into a bunch of money, and it was like we could use X amount of dollars to just pay for this membership in cash.
Yeah, because then once you have your points paid off, that total price you pay for,
yeah,
all you have left are your yearly dues.
Yeah, and park passes. But like you can do,
but you get we've a looked discount into it
hardcore
on the passes.
Yeah, and you'd have to go like at least, well, if you have it all paid off, you'd have to at least go 2 times to make it make sense. But which you also, it does. Yeah.
It makes sense.
So
if you're wanting to stay,
wants to give us a random gift, like
if you want to stay at like a moderate or deluxe resort,
yeah, Which are the expensive
for
value folks?
Super cheap because of it.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense. Everybody says it pays for itself after the first few times you go.
Yeah. And if after you have it paid off. Yeah. Because then you're paying your dues, and so you wouldn't have to pay for. So, like, if you stay at one of the deluxe resorts, which is a lot of the DVC resorts, and some moderates. If you stay at those, it's like $400 to $600 a night, upwards too. Like,
yeah.
If you're to stay at it's a timeshare ultimately, but if you're to stay at like a deluxe, some of those get wildly expensive. So, and if you do it through Disney, you get a lot of extra perks.
Lots. So,
yeah. Oh no! Something just like flew into my eyeball.
Okay. I don't know, but you could hear like the squishing of your eyeball, and it was kind of icky. Oh. Or maybe it's your contact.
Okay. oh no, that was weird. Yeah, it's warm again.
Somewhat. I love it. We walked a mile yesterday, and I had no problem.
Yeah. So we have an induction date. Heather is to be induced on January 22nd. So prayers for us as we prepare for that. Yes,
and pray for our girls because Georgia particularly is starting to have like...
Lots of emotion.
Lots of new baby anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't even know why she's having all the anxiety. Because she keeps saying that there's going to be a baby up all night. And I'm like, you're going to hear it? You're not going to have any idea. So, I don't know. Poor thing. She's going through some older sister anxiety of having a baby around.
Yeah.
So.
But I think she's going to really enjoy getting to be a big helper. She really likes to help. So.
Oh, and yesterday, while I was working on dinner, she helped Josie do her schoolwork, and it was so cute.
Yeah.
And I almost got emotional because it was so cute. Because she was trying to help Josie with her math, but then Josie was being Josie.
That's funny.
And then Georgia started to threaten her. She was it was so funny though, because she was holding a ruler, and we have like the little flexible rulers that bend all over the place.
Yeah.
And she's like smacked it on the table, and she was like, "This is gonna be your bottom if you don't write, the right answer."
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, well, the cuteness went away, and you got real serious real quick. And I was like, see, now y'all see what I go through trying to teach you. But I don't threaten with any rulers or anything. Georgia got serious. So serious, so fast.
Big win. What was our win so far? We went down some tangents there. We're having a baby.
Yeah, we have an official baby date.
Yes. What was your first one? Do y'all remember? I don't.
I don't remember anymore.
Okay. Also, Skylight Calendar. Really cool.
We're loving it.
We're still working on like building the habit of going to it and the girls seeing their routine and still like fine tuning routines and stuff, but it's really cool. I like it. And it's a big old calendar that helps you see like, oh yeah, we have this today or we have that today. So, I really like if you're like everyone we've talked to is like, oh, I've wanted that. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people get it confused with the Mega Echo Show, but it doesn't. This one doesn't play Disney Plus and stuff like that.
You can't get connected to like
this one. Does have
the internet? Yeah, but
like a
app.
What's that screen that shows my little Disney video?
Oh, like it's a
what's that screensaver?
Yeah, it's just pictures. Like it's a picture frame too until you need it.
Yeah.
So you can put big pictures on there. You can do family photos. You can do videos as the constant thing. So yeah, it's really, really neat. So
I have Disney fireworks going nonstop on our screensaver of it.
Yeah.
But the girls do a pretty good job of checking their daily chores, their tasks, because you can put little reward stars on it. And when you click that you've done it, it like sprinkles confetti.
Yeah.
And so they really like that. Except for Josie figured out that she can edit it. And so she went in the other day and put in her own chores of things so that she could put rewards down. And she put in there that she could, she, one of her tasks was TV. And then another task was the video game. And so,
yeah, watch them kids now once you get that.
So she was in there like editing everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
So if there's a way to put a child lock on parts of it, like the editing, figure that out. That's a smart idea.
Yeah. I'm just looking at, sorry, I'm distracted. I was looking at our attendance reports for the past 2 years. And good thing, this is a positive thing. We have had an increase in 28 people on average. On Sunday mornings, and every single service time has increased. So, positives. The church is growing and it's becoming active. So that was something we talked about. Another cool thing is, or win for me is, an awesome church family is a very good win. We have an amazing church family here. I love it when our girls are excited to go to Bible class because of their Bible class teachers. So that's always a big win for me. But another thing is yesterday I got to go to a like a minister's lunch type deal at the Granny White, Old Granny White Church of Christ, or the Church of Christ of Green Hills. It was fun. It's a lot of preachers in the Nashville area and some from Clarksville. We'll get together and we'll have lunch, then we'll talk about things. And I mean, yesterday was, you know, what are some of the wins that you've had lately in your ministry? And so it was cool to just hear other guys reflect on stuff and what they have accomplished in ministry. And one of the questions too was like, what this past year, is that grammatically correct? This past year, what happened in your ministry that made you go, this is why I do what I do? And I thought that, you know, that was a really cool, and that was one of the things that I love that my girls are excited to go to Bible class. Like, that is a cool thing. Now, I could just be a, you know, a member, not a preacher, which I am, both of those, but still wanting to go. And our girls, like, they get upset, like, if it's like, hey, we're going out of town and we're going to be going to a different church, and they're like, why? We don't want to do that. We want to go to our church. We want to go be with our church family. And we're like, that's a good thing. So that was some especially when we went to Disney, and we go to the Concord Street Church of Christ in Orlando. They're like, but we don't want to go there. We want to go to Hilldale. We want to go to our church. And so it's a fun thing that they have grown such a love for that. Also, some wins lately. I actually got a message this morning from a old friend of mine. And I've been trying to stay at just getting after my Bible study. So I'm kind of doing accountable things. Like, every morning I want to have a daily devotional that I put on Facebook, mainly because it keeps me, hey, you're on track. You're studying. Okay, we're back. And that was Georgia. and she needed something. So I was a little thrown off because it was like a light knock, and I was like, uh-oh, somebody needs me. But yeah, our preacher's meeting was great. Got to meet some new people that I've known about, known of, and got to meet them yesterday and chat with them. So it was fun, and got to chat with some of my local Clarksville preachers as we drove down there together and carpooled. But I enjoyed it. Oh, and besides that, I was doing the daily study stuff, and an old friend of mine messaged me and has been encouraged. So that's not the reason I'm doing it, but it's awesome to know that we can have an impact by simply just doing I'm doing my own morning Bible study, and then I'm just taking a verse or a passage that I read that morning and just saying, here's my thoughts. Like, this is what this means, and these are some thoughts that I had personally in my own devotion, and maybe this helps you. So, I don't know. I really want to be more. I know there's a lot of people right now that are like getting after it, and so I'm right there with you. I pray that in March I'll still be this excited. I pray that in June I'll still be this excited. But I am getting after it. I just got to make sure I prepare. So like I'm doing a daily devotional that the girls are doing too. Everybody's got, we got these books from Not Consumed, I think is the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's for the girls, but they also have a parent book that you get to use too. And it's about the pack is called My Brother's Keeper. And it's all about having, you know, good relationships with your siblings and things like that. We're really trying to encourage our girls to love each other. And yeah, so we've been doing that. I get up early and me and Heather have coffee and I do that in the morning. And then I put a little post out there. And the girls, when they get up and get going, Heather does the study, the devotional Bible study with them. And so, yeah, we try to get after it. And they seem to enjoy it, I think.
Yeah, Georgia likes this one a lot.
Yeah.
So far.
But yeah, we like it. I like it. We may come up with some other stuff too in the future.
But there's like a whole series with the relationship series. All I got was the first one of siblings and loving your sibling.
They have a lot. I mean, they've got
they've got all sorts of Bible type
stuff.
Yeah.
Like they have some like more evidence type based stuff, I think. And then they have certain topics.
Yeah, possibly. I've only looked at like the topic things for the girls, like obedience and
obedience.
But
they also
love your neighbor.
Yeah, it's
type
cool
stuff.
Because they also have like every age group.
Yeah,
they have a book for, so they are making sure like, hey, if you're doing this, like, we want everybody to be doing it. So even if you don't have your children aren't reading yet, they still have. You get to read it to them, which is great. But then they also encourage you to have a parent book yourself. That way you can go through it. And this one came with a discipline chart. So there's certain expectations. If they don't hit those expectations, there's a Bible verse they encourage you to go to. And then there is a what you need to do now, like action that you need to take because you've done this.
Well,
so,
it's like what happened, the Bible verse, then it's a prayer, then it's take action.
Yeah.
And it's like go forgive them or something of that sort. And it's magnetic and it's double-sided. So it's either one side is if someone else hurt your feelings or something along those lines, and then the other side is about you and your sibling. So. Yeah. They're pretty neat.
Yeah, so they have.
And they're pretty straightforward. I have yet, in Georgia did the foundation study last year.
Yeah, they have, like I'm on their website now. They do anything. They do Promises Bible Study. They have Parables, Heroes, Bible Basics. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Bible Basics would be a fun one to do next. More like Jesus, got wisdom, fired up. Amen. Well done. So, really cool. A lot of really cool different
and they
topics
have games
and studies.
Too.
Yeah,
they've got
bingo.
A board game.
Yeah.
And they have homeschool curriculum.
Yeah.
For like elementary or preschool or something. That's pretty neat.
So Not Consumed is a cool
It pops website. Up on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've seen it at some point.
Yeah. I like it. It's
pretty straightforward.
I like the little booklet. Sometimes I need just a, here you go, you're doing this. Oh, the Stepping Stone series.
Yeah.
So I just need like, hey, you're going to do this. So I get up in the morning. It's like, oh, day five, here you go. Sometimes that's the hardest part is knowing what to study and having a plan. So, yeah. Okay. That'd be a fun one.
I was planning on this finishing out the relationship series.
That's fine.
For them and then moving on to the next.
So they have Bible Basics. This is the Stepping Stone series. It's Bible Basics, Parables, Miracles, Heroes, and Promises.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun. Yeah. Cool. So if you're looking for something to do with your family, there you go. Because what they tell you to do is like in the morning, knock out the study. And then at night, they give the parents like, here's a discussion guide for when you're eating dinner together. So then you can talk about the study that everybody did. But it's cool. Yeah, so my computer is going to die, and that is so sad.
Well, I mean, I've got an appointment to go to soon anyway.
Oh, it's 12:20.
Yeah.
So here's a tidbit of what was I was thinking about something today on about positivity. Oh.
The VeggieTales song?
What? Oh, Obedience?
Oh.
No.
Not the right song, never mind.
But a large part of positivity and being positive throughout the day, I have found, and you can tell me if you agree with this, is if you start your day right, usually the rest of the day will go okay.
Yeah.
Even if, like, stuff comes. So start your day, whether it be with prayer, whether it be with having a conversation with your spouse or something that you know will get you charged up for the day. I like to do the Bible studies. We make coffees and
makes me coffee.
Yeah. Since we've invested in our marriage with an espresso maker.
We're really adulting now.
We never go to Starbucks or anywhere now because it's just as good at home, if not better.
It's better.
Yeah, that's not as burnt flavored. So we get to do all of that, and we sit around, we talk, the girls sleep now forever, so we get to have those times together, and that really just like that little bit of time helps me be positive throughout the day. So I have that special time, I would encourage you, have that time in the morning when you wake up. To try not, and I haven't been as good about this, which I need to get back to charging my phone in a different area. But do the best you can to not get on social media because that is, I'm going to say this as loudly as I possibly can, that's not going to bring positivity into your life. Good night. It is negative stuff. So wait till after you do your positive your positive time, your devotion time, your prayer time, do all of that first before you dive into the world and realm of social media. So if that's something I can encourage you all with positivity wise, and I feel like I've done more talking today. Do you want to talk for the last 5 seconds?
I mean,
give us some positive. What would you say is a good way to start off your day? That thing always scares me.
I know.
Sound.
Definitely coffee And when my hands worked and I could hold a book, it would definitely be reading.
Yeah.
I really miss that. I stare at that book you got me for Christmas every day.
Yeah. Ready to be able to hold it. A book open, get on the Bible app. They have, and I told Heather I'd do this for her today, is find her a fun, she could find her own, but she struggles with decision making. So I will encourage her by sending her one that I say, hey, this would be a good one. Bible Project has a bunch of really cool.
I did their Proverbs one like years
ago. They have a
32-day
Proverbs one, which is fun. I like to do the ones that are a little bit longer so you get invested in it. And it's there. It's not like, oh, it's 5 days is up. I've got to pick something else now. So the Bible Project has a lot of really cool studies on there. So, yeah. We'll cut it a little bit short today.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hope you have a great week. Again, we're thankful for the Excel Pod Network and all the other podcasts that they have and the work that they're doing. So please check them out. Check out all the other podcasts and the material that they put out. It's awesome. So hope you have an awesome day. See you later.
Bye.